Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Deltonia Peng. D-E-L-T-O, T like Tom, O-N-I-A, Deltonia. Peng, P like Paul, A-N-G. Date of birth is 8-8-1970. Date of accident is 12-21-2021. Date of service 7-25-2022. Mr. Deltonia Peng is here for follow-up evaluation. He was involved in a site swap of his car with another car, and he was a front seat passenger in this accident, and his wife was a driver, and there were three kids. Apparently, he suffered a damage to his head with the onset of headaches along with dizziness, nausea, and pain in the area of neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the right arm posteriorly and C3-4 nerve distribution. In addition, patients started having pain in the left hip and left knee. The patient now reports that his headaches are still continuing and his pain in the neck and the lower back is around 8 in the neck, 7 in the lower back, with intermittent radiation to the left arm with the numbness, tingling of second, third, and fourth finger. He also has some pain in the elbow, and the patient came to... Okay, thank you. The pain level is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are reported affected 7, and 30% improvement in the pain is reported. In the ADS, patient reports that walking ability, work, and relationship with people are affected 8. Mood and general activity is affected 6. Sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. System review in the neurology and psych patient reports, there is ongoing headaches, but they are not so strong as before, around 5 to 6. And not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. They're not associated with any difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, poor grades at work, poor work performance. Denies any loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, and anxiety, depression, panic are not present. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the area of the left hip, left shoulder, and neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and the left shoulder stiffness. No difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported the pain has slightly worsened, and there is an ongoing numbness, tingling of the left arm, and he is concerned about it. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is full. Compliance is reported. The blood pressure is as follows. The blood pressure is 178/105. Pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examinations came from the previous visit of 6/13/2022, dictation number 0614-033. The plan of care is as follows. Patient provided medication naproxen 500 twice a day, available 50 milligram at night. Lidocaine gel, 5%, 30. Ambien, 5 milligram at night, 30. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets. For headache relief, and Tylenol with codeine. And number 3, every 12 hours, 60 tablets. Patient will continue doing his physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, and left sacroiliac joint. And with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training, home exercise. patient is put placed on light duty with 0 pound lifting, 7 hours, 7 days. Patient is advised based on the MRI finding an injection to the cervical epidural and also a injection to the lower LS spine just to relieve the pain, one injection, and the rest will be focused on the cervical. And there is a multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine. Patient is advised the role of traction, yoga, exercise also. Thank you.